Unit 2, Lesson F.
An excerpt from Down and Out in Paris and London by George Orwell. It is altogether curious, your first contact with poverty. You have thought so much about poverty. It is the thing you have feared all your life, the thing you knew would happen to you sooner or later, and it is also utterly and prosaically different. You thought it would be quite simple. It is extraordinarily complicated. You discover, for instance, the secrecy attaching to poverty. At a sudden stroke, you have been reduced to an income of 6 francs a day. But of course, you dare not admit it. You have got to pretend that you are living quite as usual. From the start, it tangles you in a net of lies. And even with the lies, you can hardly manage it. You stop sending clothes to the laundry, and the laundress catches you in the street and asks you why. You mumble something, and she, thinking you are sending the clothes elsewhere, is your enemy for life. The tobacconist keeps asking why you have cut down your smoking. There are letters you want to answer and cannot because stamps are too expensive. And then there are your meals. Meals are the worst difficulty of all. Every day at mealtimes you go out, ostensibly to a restaurant, and loaf an hour in the Luxembourg Gardens, watching the pigeons. Afterwards you smuggle your food home in your pockets. Your food is bread and margarine, or bread and wine, and even the nature of the food is governed by lies. You have to buy rye bread instead of household bread, because the rye loaves, though dearer, are round and can be smuggled in your pockets. This wastes you a franc a day. Sometimes, to keep up appearances, you have to spend 60 centimes on a drink and go correspondingly short of food. Your linen gets filthy and you run out of soap and razor blades. Your hair wants cutting and you try to cut it yourself with such fearful results that you have to go to the barber after all and spend the equivalent of a day's food. All day you are telling lies. And expensive lies. You discover the extreme precariousness of your 6 francs a day. Mean disasters happen and rob you of food. You have spent your last 80 centimes on half a litre of milk and are boiling it over the spirit lamp. While it boils, a bug runs down your forearm. You give the bug a flick with your nail and it falls, plop, straight into the milk. There is nothing for it but to throw the milk away and go foodless. You go to the baker's to buy a pound of bread, and you wait while the girl cuts a pound for another customer. She is clumsy and cuts more than a pound. "Pardon, monsieur," she says, "I suppose you don't mind paying 2 sous extra?" Bread is a franc a pound, and you have exactly a franc. When you think that you too might be asked to pay 2 sous extra and would have to confess that you could not, you bolt in panic. It is hours before you dare venture into a baker's shop again. You go to the greengrocer's to spend a franc on a kilogram of potatoes, but one of the pieces that make up the franc is a Belgian piece, and the shopman refuses it. You slink out of the shop and can never go there again. You discover what it is like to be hungry. With bread and margarine in your belly, you go out and look into the shop windows. Everywhere there is food insulting you in huge, wasteful piles. Whole dead pigs, baskets of hot loaves, great yellow blocks of butter, strings of sausages, mountains of potatoes. A snivelling self-pity comes over you at the sight of so much food. You plan to grab a loaf and run, swallowing it before they catch you, and you refrain from pure funk. This, one could describe it further, but it is all in the same style, is life on 6 francs a day. Thousands of people in Paris live it, struggling artists and students, out-of-work people of all kinds. It is the suburbs, as it were, of poverty.